there's a smell coming from the place Pete works. It's an odor that actually attracts rather than repels people, for those smells are from some products loved by many people across the country and around the globe. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Sit down in Pete Middorf's office and you'll find several boxes and containers on his shelf. They represent some of the many things his plant produces for consumers.
Some of the brands that we make here are Cheerios, Multigrain Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios, Lucky Charms, my kid's favorite. Not to be forgotten, the frosting departments. We make the one-pound tubs of Betty Crocker frosting. And then in the back of the plant, we make fruit by the foot, fruit roll-ups, gushers, and fruit snacks or shapes.
Pete is the manager of the General Mills plant in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, that opened here in 1970. This is the company's largest plant in terms of case output, and its location in Iowa is important for its ties to agriculture.
Not only do we utilize a lot of different components from an agricultural perspective, but we also have a number of folks here that work in the ag industry and are farmers.
Pete is quick to point to the importance of those longtime employees, many with decades worth of experience here. They can make over 1 million pounds of cereal in a day, and it takes a dedicated workforce of about 700 people to do that. There are some added perks to the job, such as product sampling.
Every morning, there's an opportunity to make sure that we're making great product, and so you can roll through and taste those. I would say there was points when I was in the frosting department, you do that, and you feel like you're on cloud nine with all the different frostings you got to, and then there's a little bit of a crash afterwards.
So what is Pete's favorite?
My go-to, which is kind of a tried and true, is just Honey Nut Cheerios. Maybe I'm, you know, that Lynyrd Skynyrd song, I'm a Simple Man. Like, maybe that's kind of what that boils down to, but I've always really enjoyed Honey Nut Cheerios.
Pete enjoys sharing the story of the products and the people behind it. This plant has been an important piece of the agricultural foundation of this city, and he hopes that will continue for decades to come. Traveling the countryside in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.